Hello, everyone. Welcome to the July 10th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for July 10th to July 17th and beyond? 4 weeks ago, retrograde Mars backed into Libra and became stuck in the last degrees of Libra as it ended its retrograde period. Mars became stationary and then began slowly creeping forward in the zodiac. On Tuesday, July 12th, Mars comes back into Scorpio. Mars now returns to its own sign, where it will be until mid-September. So, this is good for Mars's signification. A planet is strong in its own sign. It is also good for the significations of Scorpio. Mars, the planet of action, will boost all of Scorpio's qualities for the next 2 months. But, as can be seen from a list of their respective meanings, the combination of Mars and Scorpio produces some rather worrisome potentials. Scorpio is a sign that acquires power through association. Scorpio is also secretive in its actions. Thus, we have the inclination for secret alliances, secret associations, conspiracies, and, of course, the potential for investigations, discovery, and humiliation. While in Scorpio, Mars faces a problem. Its enemy Saturn is still hanging out in Scorpio. So, like back in March, April, May, the planet of action has to contend with the planet of delay, resulting in friction and frustration. Both Mars and Saturn are classed as natural malefics, meaning capable of doing harm. Obviously, two natural malefics in one sector of the zodiac is like double trouble. In other words, not a good thing. These two difficult energies combined can result in some harsh outcomes. As the planet of limitation, Saturn is also the planet of focus, which, when blended with Mars's action and force, leads to focused action. So, you can use this for getting something done that requires pinpoint application of force. The combination of Mars and Saturn in a power-oriented sign like Scorpio translates as great determination, but this can devolve into ruthlessness and cruelty, and ends justifies the means approach to things. In fact, you can get some idea of what can happen by just checking in on what did happen when Mars and Saturn were originally together a few months ago. Mass shootings inspired by ISIS, earthquakes, and floods. Back then, the presidential primary season was running hot and heavy, with TV debates practically every week. A no-holds-barred elimination contest, complete with media war and all that. This time around, Mars gets some extra juice from Uranus, which is now at the beginning of Aries, the other sign owned by Mars. By the rule of dispositorship, the energy of Uranus gets transferred to Mars, which makes Mars even more incendiary and destructive. As Mars approaches Saturn, the energy gets more and more intense. The exact conjunction of Mars and Saturn will be in the last week of August. Mars continues its transit through Scorpio until September 17th, when it will move into Sagittarius, thereby separating from Saturn and separating from the malefic energy pattern, which then comes to an end. Okay, thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week as usual. on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.